What up, D-Ray?
What upper?
Okay. Are you upper?
Living with funny.
I ain't never go to sleep, man. I call it, you leave a strip club and just go home.
Okay. That's a good life, man.
Yeah, you just imagine not never throwing the one. I never threw the one.
All right, Living with Funny. It premieres tonight on Oxygen. And Living with Funny is a documentary, a reality show.
A docuseries about me being naked and being like, you know, if it's going to live like naked in the woods as a comedian.
I'm watching.
And showcasing what happens when these entertainers drop the mic and head home to their family, friends, and significant others.
Others.
You got Brandon T. Jackson and his girlfriend, Denise Xavier.
Uh-huh.
You got Michael Blackson and his girlfriend, Georgia Rain.
Uh-huh.
I don't know Eric Rivera. Eric Rivera and his wife, Katie Rivera.
Eric Rivera, hey, man, you know him like I know him.
and Bachelor Adam Hunter.
Adam's crazy too, man. They comedians, man. But I don't know these people live until I've seen pieces of the show, man. I thought right when you think you know somebody, I thought I knew Michael Blackson.
Until you saw him with his girlfriend.
What are you saying about Michael Blackson that you didn't know?
Girlfriend. I thought he lived with flies, man.
Now, D-Ray.
I thought Michael Blackson lived with skim milk and flies.
D-Ray,
you live with two girls.
I didn't think y'all was gonna go there right now. I live with two girls, man.
You live with two girls?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What are you, Charlie Sheen?
No, you better not. No. No.
You're
that was rude. No, okay, I understand.
How did that happen, D-Ray, that you ended up with living with two ladies?
Two girls.
Yeah. On accidental purpose.
On accident.
How'd you work it out? Tell us. Give me the process. How does?
You know what, man? I think a lot of women have a lot of women share the same man anyway. They just don't know it right now. Riding to work right now, they have no damn idea. So I just decided to be honest, man. I got tired of getting my tires slashed, windows busted. I said, you know what? Let me just be honest right now and tell these women.
How did you get them to move in?
How'd you get them to move in?
Being honest is one thing. How'd you get them to move in? Yeah.
Are you kidding me, man? You know the rent prices nowadays. Everybody wants to live with somebody.
Well, you definitely have a type because they both they look like sisters.
Do they? I never noticed that part.
Okay. So are they
sisters?
You ain't
tricking me. You ain't getting me this morning. I'm up.
Are they sisters?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. Well, I guess now we are related, I guess.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so you all travel together, you live together, you sleep together? All three in the bed?
I knew it. I knew you was going to do it, Tom. I knew you were going
to. What did you expect?
Yeah, we reside together.
But you don't sleep together.
Yeah, you mean have we slept in the same bed? Yeah, I'll say that. But you mean do crazy stuff go on? Nah, man, I ain't got that. So I ain't got that far yet, man. I'm pushing. I'm begging. I'm trying to do. I don't want to do the Bill Cosby way, man.
Do you sleep with both of them?
Wait.
Do you sleep with both of them?
Are
you
having sex with both of them? Do they each have a day? How does that work? What's your schedule? Does she have Mondays and number two has Tuesdays?
That's what you don't do. You don't do numbers, man. You can't. It's equality. You got to do it.
You are so crazy. Okay, so how...
Equality amongst love and everything we're doing nowadays.
And how long have you had the two girlfriends?
Two women, right.
One and one A.
About 3 years now.
3 years?
And did you go in with them knowing about each other, or eventually...
You meet people all the time. Realistically, we'll meet somebody. If you're ever single, you might meet one girl one night, or ladies, you might meet one fella one night, another fella the next night, and everybody's nice. You'd be like, oh, someday I'm going to have to let somebody go. But we never imagine if it all works out. What if it worked out on one side and the other side? When do you make the decision to make a conversation
with the two women? With the two women at home, do you have another?
A
you
road
meet women
chick?
On the road? Yeah, you have road women too.
Brother. Hello.
Yes, hello. We're here. We hear you.
That was Jay, wasn't it? Was that Jay right there?
Yeah.
only the comedian would catch on, man.
Do you have women on the road?
Do I know women on the road? No, that's not what I asked. Why is he asking the question?
He's a man. He's asking.
Jay, let me ask you a question. Who's the victim here, okay? I was born with green eyes, man. I was born light-skinned, okay?
Okay, and last question.
My mom was doing it to my daddy.
D-Ray. What do your children think about this?
Look, we're going into depth now, okay? Hold on. Let me click in my psychiatrist.
He doesn't want to talk about this.
Look, since we just turned white, let me click in my psychiatrist.
Well, why does he want to talk about it? He's got it on television. I don't get it. And it premieres tonight on Oxygen.
It sure does. What did my mama think about when my daddy came home? Like, hey, here go D-Ray, twin brother, but it's by another woman. I don't know.
Okay, D-Ray. If we watch, will these questions be answered? That's all I want.
Hell no, they won't be answered.
Or will you call us back when you finally have some answers?